In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and today I tell you, whatever Jesus says, just do it. No matter how it sounds, just do it. Believe it. Believe what Jesus says. Just believe what Jesus says. You know why? Because Jesus is Jesus. And, you know, we'd get a lot further in our Christian lives if we believed what Jesus said. Just taking what Jesus said. I know we didn't have the whole Bible, but just take what Jesus said and start believing it. Well, today I'm going to be saying some of the things that Jesus said, okay? And I think it's very important because tonight we're going to have a great healing service at Nahant, and it's going to be at St. Thomas Aquinas Parish in Nahant. And there's only one way into Nahant, and if you follow that street, you'll hit St. Thomas Aquinas. It's on the left. And it starts at 7:30, and just believe what Jesus says. He said, these are some of the outrageous things that Jesus said. He said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened. Everyone who asks shall receive. The one who knocks, the door will be opened. Oh, wow, he said that. I guess he meant it. He said, you have not yet asked in my name. Ask and you shall receive in my name that your joy will be full. That your joy will be full. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but we need joy. Then he said something really crazy. He said, you shall do greater things than I because I go to the Father. You got to be kidding. You mean that, Jesus? Yep. I never mean anything I don't say. I never don't mean anything I don't say. You shall do greater things than I because I go to the Father. My Lord. Jesus, I start thinking about the things that you did, and you're telling us we're going to do greater things than you. Oh, yeah, you will if you're in union with me. If I live in you and you live in me, you know, you can ask the Father what you will, and he will do it for you. And you shall even do greater things than I because I'm going to the Father. My Lord. You mean that? Yep, I mean it. Do you not know I sit in position of the great high priest right now, ever living to make intercession for you? Do you not know that my word is true? Do you not know John 17:17? My word is truth. Yeah, I do know that. Then why don't you believe that you shall do greater things than I? Because I go to the Father and I will send the Holy Spirit. Because it's better for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of sin. He will convict the world of sin. He will tell you the things that are to come. That's right. He will remind you of the things I have said. Jesus, we cannot live without the Holy Spirit, that's for sure. I cannot live without the Holy Ghost. I don't have any power apart from the Holy Ghost. It is better for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. Oh, I need the Holy Spirit, Jesus. I really do. Like, I really need the Holy Ghost. You know how much I need him. Oh, start believing the things that Jesus said. I have not come to judge, but to save the world. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus has not come to judge you, but to save you. But he did say, I will not be your judge on the last day, but the very words that I spoke, they will judge you. There's no need of us not knowing the words that he spoke, you know why? Because we have access to the scriptures. I will not be your judge, but the very words that I spoke will be your judge. Jesus sent his disciples out. He said, heal the sick, raise the dead. My Lord, raise the dead. You've got to be kidding. Raise the dead. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I said. Don't try to spiritualize it. He said, raise the dead. Lord, I've never raised the dead yet. Well, you know what? You're not finished. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Then he said to the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Well, you know what? That's a sacrament. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. That's what he said. I go to Jesus and I tell him my sins, and that's enough. Oh, yeah? That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, who sins you forgive shall be forgiven. He said that to the apostles, and the church took that as its own. Oh, yeah, that's the way it is. You don't like what Jesus said? Well, you better have an argument with Jesus, not with me. Because you know what? I never said that. But Jesus said it. Who sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Who sins you retain shall be retained. Jesus said these things. Jesus said these things. When Jesus says something, you better believe it. You see, we have taken all this stuff, you know, and we have this psychological gobbledygook, and we do not believe Jesus. We do not believe Jesus. People say, well, that's kind of fundamentalistic. Well, I don't give a heck what you call it. I think it's very important to believe Jesus. Don't believe me, but believe Jesus. Because Jesus put up when he died on the cross and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. You don't have to believe me, but believe what Jesus said. Please, please believe what Jesus said. Because when Jesus said what he said, he meant what he said. Because Jesus never said anything that he didn't mean. Now, if you've not come into it, that's not Jesus' problem. That's our problem. If we've not come into the things that Jesus has promised, that's not Jesus' problem. That's our problem. And they call that a faith crisis, I tell you. Because though we're going to have a great healing service tonight at St. Thomas Aquinas, though that's going to happen by the grace of the living God, and though we're going to see wonderful things happen in front of our eyes by the grace of the living God, oh yes, people will be healed by the grace of the living God, though we will see those things, I want to tell you that should be happening in every single church, because you know what? Where there is faith, there is healing. Where there is faith, there is healing. That's why people go to the old shrines. That's why they go to Lourdes, and that's why they go to Fatima, because they're going for healing. They're going for blessing, yeah? Because there's faith there. Well, I want to tell you, there should be faith in your church. I don't care if it's Catholic. I don't care if it's Protestant. I don't care if it's Orthodox. If there's no faith in your church, you know what you may as well do? Close the doors, lock it up, throw the key away, sell the building. Because you see, if there's no faith in the church, we may as well dump it. Burn it. Get the insurance money. You know I'm kidding about the insurance money, but the point of the matter is, I'm trying to stress a point. I just want to tell you that we say every single day, Lord, I am unworthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. What do we say? I shall be healed. Is this just a ritual? Well, for most people, it's a ritual. I shall be healed, because not many people get healed, that's for sure. Jesus comes to us, we don't get healed. Something's wrong with that picture. Jesus could not do many things in Nazareth because he found no faith there. That was the place he was raised. And you know what? We just repeat history. The place where Jesus is the church. He can do very many things here because you know what? There's no faith. Just like in Nazareth. No faith. And when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith upon the earth? Oh, that's another issue. That's another issue. Will he find faith in you? See, Jesus said these things. Do you know what he says in the book of Revelation? I will make all things new. That means I'll make you new. Ha ha. Do you believe that one? That's a hard one to believe. Because sometimes I feel, my God, how can Jesus make me new? But you know what? I need to be new. I make all things new. He does not say, I make new things. He says, I make all things new. I make you new. I make your situation new. I make all things new, the Lord says. That's what Jesus says. Now, I don't know if you believe him, but anything Jesus says, you better believe it. He says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the first and the last. Yeah, I'm the first and the last. Go show yourself to the priest, and they were healed on the way. On the way, they were healed because they had faith. My Lord, all these things Jesus said. And the church, the Pope has just written a book about Jesus showing his light through the church. Holy Father Benedict, you're the best, but you know what? I don't see these things happening in your church. Oh, I don't see it, Benedict. Holy Father Benedict, I know you are the Pope. I know you are the successor of Peter, but I just want to tell you, you know what we find in your church? Not very much faith. Oh, yeah, not very much faith, at least in America. Not very much faith. Not very much faith. No, no, no. We find a lot of lawyers, but not very much faith. And Benedict, I believe what you say, but you know what? That's very idealistic. Until we start believing Jesus and start believing what he said, the church in America will die. Pope Benedict, it will die. Oh, there will be a remnant. Oh, hallelujah. And the remnant's getting smaller and smaller. Hallelujah. And the remnant will have different flavors. Hallelujah. Some will pray in Latin. Some will pray in tongues. Glory to God, big enough in the Catholic Church. But I'm telling you, Pope Benedict, if there is not faith in the church, your church in the United States and in Europe will die. As we know it. Because Pope Benedict, don't we know today there has been a great falling away in your church? You are the shepherd. And I believe that the church should show the face of Christ, that the glory of God shines on the face of Christ, and that that same glory should shine on the face of the church. But I want to tell you, we've got seven veils like Salome. You want to know why? Because we don't believe. Oh, yeah, there's a big faith crisis, Pope Benedict. There's a big faith crisis in the church. I knew that, Pope Benedict, when you were Cardinal Ratzinger. I knew that, Pope Benedict, in 1990. Big faith crisis in the church. You want to know why, Pope Benedict? I'm going to tell you, Pope Benedict, why. Because they taught us the scriptures as if with a fairy tale and not to believe Jesus. That's why. Oh, yeah, I knew that when I was in the seminary. I knew that the preaching would be impotent. I knew that because they taught us the scriptures as if it was a fairy tale and not to believe Jesus and what he said. You should have been Pope Benedict in some of the classes that I was in. You should have been in some of the classes that I was in. It's no wonder I have a little faith. They tried to destroy my faith. These are the great theologians of St. John Samway. Thank God I had another experience, Pope Benedict. Thank God I had another experience. Thank God. Thank God that I knew the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God that when I went into St. John Samray in 1974, I knew the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Because you know what? If I had gone in that Samray in 1974 without faith, I would have left with less faith. How can you have less than none? I think negative faith. We have never negative numbers. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, Pope Benedict, now we have a lot of orthodoxy going on in the church. Very little faith. Everybody's orthodox, you know, and I'm all for being orthodox too, but you know what? If you don't have faith, the size of a mustard seed, you can have all the orthodoxy in the world, but you know who you're going to convert? Yourself. You can say the Nicene Creed all you want, my friends. But Saint Thomas Aquinas said, if you find no faith in the city, go up and raise the dead. That's right. Go raise the dead. So you can have all the orthodoxy that you want. And I'm for orthodoxy, but I'm also for orthopraxy. And I'm also for the power of God. For Jesus said, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you want to know something, Pope Benedict? Pope Benedict, we don't even know who the Holy Ghost is. I want you to know that. We have no idea who the Holy Ghost is. You want to know why, Pope Benedict? We are running the church, not the Holy Ghost. That's why it's dying. Because we have no faith. We go round and round and round, Pope Benedict. Now, I know you're a man of God. I know you're a man of faith. I believe that. I know you are orthodox. I believe that. But I want to tell you, you have no idea what's going on in the church in Boston. We have priests, Pope Benedict, that tell people they don't need to go to confession. When Jesus said, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. We have priests, Pope Benedict, that are pro-gay. Oh, yeah, they're pro-gay. And they spout that from the sanctuary. But they're not taken away because it has nothing to do with lawyers. People are being raped spiritually, Pope Benedict. But you know what? Nobody says anything. This is your church, Pope Benedict. This is your church. You are the chief shepherd. You have no idea what's happening in Boston. You have no idea what's happening in the United States. You have no idea. You have no idea. No, I'll talk to St. Francis. St. Francis, I think you're the best. Oh, I have a wonderful statue of you in my house. You know I think you're the best. But the Franciscans, there's so many of them that gone nuts. Francis, I know you're not only turning over in your grave, you're spinning up and down. Oh, yeah, I know you are, because this is not the order that you found. As a matter of fact, Francis, you know what? I know people that are secular Franciscans that live much better than regular Franciscans. They live the faith. Oh, yeah. Francis, I know you're spinning. I know you're spinning. I've been to your tomb. It's a very peaceful place. I love sitting in front of your tomb, St. Francis. You're the best. You're the best. There's nobody like you, St. Francis. I know that. I know that. I don't even come near you. And you weren't even a priest. You were a deacon because you felt unworthy to be a priest. But Francis, you've got to do something with the Franciscans, because most of them are soft as ashes. You should go to the Arch Street Church, St. Francis, and see what the leader says to the people. Oh, yeah, they're all pro-gay. They're into a gay agenda. Yeah, those are your brothers. No wonder why you wept before you died, because you saw that these things would happen. You want to know what St. Francis, remember what you said, what perfect joy was? Do you remember what you said? You said, going to your own house, looking like a vagabond, I walked in as Francis, they don't know who I am, they throw me out in the mud. That's perfect joy. You want to know what? The people in Arch Street did that to the poor. We used to go, St. Francis, in front of Arch Street, and we used to feed the poor there, and your brothers threw us out. Your brothers threw us out. Can I talk to you, St. Ignatius? I know you're living. I hope you're praying for me. I need discernment. But St. Ignatius, the church in Boston has no discernment at all, my Lord. They're treating Father Toomey like a child molester. He's the best priest in the Archdiocese. We have a beautiful priest like Father John McLaughlin, and he's been declared innocent by the courts. I don't know what we're going to do with him. I hope we do something good. We don't have any discernment in Boston at all, St. Ignatius of Loyola. We have no discernment at all, my friend. And the Jesuits. You know, I want to just tell you something, St. Ignatius. They're either wonderful or they're out of their mind. They're out of their mind. I was looking at a website that is Jesuit. And you know some of the questions they ask, St. Ignatius? Let me tell you. How many gods do you worship? Do you worship a feminine god, a masculine god? Are you a Buddhist and a Christian? They wouldn't even know the discernment of spirits. These are your own brothers. These are your own brothers. These are the ones that were supposed to defend the Holy Father and the Church. These people are nuts. But St. Benedict, there are some, St. Ignatius, there are some good Jesuits. Oh, yeah, there are. There are some very good Jesuits. Not many. Father Tasselli's a great Jesuit. Oh, yeah. Father Harrington is a great Jesuit. But you want to know what? Most of them are nuts. They're into the gay agenda, the homosexual thing, gay pride. Oh, yeah. These are your brothers. You better do something about it. You're not only spinning. You're doing the whirling dervish. But I do want to believe what Jesus said. When you see these things happening, look up, for your redemption is nigh at hand. When you see that there is a great falling away, look up, for your redemption is nigh at hand. Oh, yes, you good saints, you better be doing something, because you know what? We really need you to pray for us, because we are so sick in the United States and Europe when it comes to the things of God. Let me tell you a secret, holy saints. Let me tell you a secret. We know the things of men, but we do not know the things of God. Oh, we sing songs like, "Let us build the city of God." And you holy saints, no, we cannot build the city of God. That takes the Holy Ghost. That takes yielded vessels. That takes people that are completely united to the cross of Jesus Christ. Because the kingdom of God comes in the power of the Holy Ghost. You know that. Church doesn't know that anymore. Because we don't know the Holy Ghost. You holy saints, we need you to pray for us. Boy, do we need prayer. And if you don't pray for your orders, would you pray for me? Would you pray for me? Because I really need you to pray for me. I'm not telling you that I'm Snow White. I'm sinner. Sinner, saved by grace. But I do have a microphone, and I need inspiration, and I need power. I need power that I haven't received, even though I've seen power. Oh, I saw healing miracles the other night, you holy saints. And I know I didn't do it. I can't do anything like that. We saw a young man in an accident that was thrown 30 feet, and his car was demolished, and we started praying with this young man. He had this body cast on, and he stopped moving his body. Hallelujah. That's because Jesus said, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking the door will be open to you. That's because Jesus said greater things than you, me than you, you will do. But I won't tell you they weren't greater than what Jesus did. I want to tell you, all you holy saints, I know you people have stacks and stacks of miracles. They're still going on because of your prayers. I believe that. I believe in the communion of saints, you holy saints. Don't forget to pray for Father Tom. You don't have to call me Father. Just call me whatever you want. But pray for me, please. Francis, pray for me. You were always the one I wanted to walk in your shadow. I can't even walk in your shadow. So you got to pray for me. Ignatius, my Lord, I think you're the best. But you know what? You got to pray for me. Saint Benedict, you got to pray for me because I need to learn how to pray. But don't forget your orders. And don't forget the United States. And don't forget the bishops, because the bishops, they're nice men. But you know what? We don't need nice men in 2007. We need holy men. We need men that are going to stand up for Jesus Christ. We don't need nice men. Honest. Most bishops are nice men. But they're not holy men. And they've got no guts. Most of them have no guts. Do you know, all you holy saints, that they kill children at Planned Parenthood about 30 a day? And do you know what the bishops do? Oh, we don't get involved in that kind of stuff. They have no guts. It's just like the Holocaust, but worse. But worse. Because 60 million children have died in the United States. 60 million, all you holy saints. And God knows what's happened to these women that have buried this. Some of them become alcoholics, drug addicts. Some of them have committed suicide, all you holy saints. And the bishops say, we don't have any role in going in front of abortion mills. No, we want to keep our hands clean, just like Jesus wanted to keep his hands clean on the cross, He was naked, just like Jesus wanted to keep his hands clean on the cross. Just like St. Peter wanted to keep his hand clean when he died upside down. That's right. Just like Francis when he died naked on the ground, Holy saints, would you just pray for the church? Because you know what? We really need it. Don't forsake us, please. Because the people are like sheep without a shepherd. Holy saints. And you know what? I'm not so good myself. I get so angry, holy saints. I get so upset. I even cry. I would rather cry than get upset, because at least my tears are measured in a bottle in the eyes of the Lord. I don't love these people the way I should, because I'm so angry at them. I'm so angry at them, because the people of God are ravaged. My heart goes out to the people of God, holy saints. Because they're like sheep without a shepherd. So broken. And they travel from hill to dale looking for something. They do not find it. But there's no need of me getting so angry. But I do. So would you pray for me? I'm no better than the bishops. I'm no better than any priest. Maybe I'm worse because I have been given so much. And I let my anger take over so many times. Tonight, there will be a great healing service at St. Thomas Aquinas in Nantes. You're all welcome to come at 7:30. And by the grace of God, we will see many healings by the grace of the living God. We'll just start to pray now. Don't wait till tonight. We'll just start to pray now. We'll just start singing songs now that God would work so powerfully, because you know what? We really need him to show up in a mighty way. I need him. Probably I need the healing service more than anybody else, and I should be out in the congregation getting healed. But the Lord knows how to work through wounded vessels and broken vessels and crackpots. I know that to be true. So tonight at 7:30, we will be at St. Thomas Aquinas in Nahant. It's so easy. You just follow Lynn Beach to Nahant. I can see Nahant from Winthrop. I can see Nahant from Winthrop at St. Thomas Aquinas Church at 7:30. So I ask the saints to pray for me. Please pray for me, you holy men and women of God. And all you souls in purgatory, today's your day. Hallelujah. The blood on all of you. Get out now. Jump up into the heart of Jesus. The blood be over every soul in purgatory. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Hope to see you tonight at 7:30 at St. Thomas Aquinas in Nahant. God bless you. I do thank you for listening every single day. We're here preaching the word of God. For the Lord says, I have plans for you. Do not give up. I have plans for you. Do not give up. I have plans for you. Do not give up. I have plans for you. Do not give up. I have plans for you. Do not give up. I have plans for you. Do not give up. Please write to me, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And please pray for me, because I really need your prayers. God bless you.